Yesterday coincided with 28th of Mordad, Iranian calendar. That is the 28th of Mordad coup, and that reminds us of interventions by the governments of the U.S. and Britain in Iran's internal affairs. And this coup led to the downfall of the popular rule, and also led to the return of the dictator, the Shah, to Iran, and it was this coup was an indication of an open intervention by the U.S. and Britain in Iran's internal affairs, and that was a clear violation of international rules and regulations. Now, speaking of its dimensions from the view of international law, those behind the coup must be held accountable, and that led to the anger of the Iranian people towards the U.S. administration. And this anger arises from such hostile attitudes by the U.S. administration and the U.S. administration's intervention in Iran's internal affairs. And such an approach has continued in different fields, and one has witnessed such acts of intervention in different arenas. And this is also true about all governments that had popular rule. And the 11th administration, in line with its policy of detente and constructive interaction with the global community, and in line with the general policies of the Islamic establishment, has taken into account management of differences by urging the other party to pay respect to the views of the Iranian nation. This is the policy that we have pursued, and this forms the basis of our foreign policy, and it's a principle as far as the 11th administration is concerned. So we hope that the global community would act in a more vigilant manner with respect to the Iranian nation's dignity based on respect. Ms. Nowruzi, please. Greetings to you. What is the foreign ministry's stance concerning the recent unrest in Yemen? And do you have any news about the abducted diplomat there? Regarding Mr. Nikbakht, based on the information available, our embassy is following up the case in collaboration with Yemeni officials, and he is in good condition, and we are doing follow-up for his release. And there's a committee for following up this case, and it is in direct contact with Yemeni officials in order to contribute to his release and his return to the country. Regarding the ongoing situation in Yemen, we do support political trends and political mechanisms. Hopefully, this would meet the legitimate demands of the people, and we hope that the political future in Yemen would be based on participation by all political groups and parties in a peaceful atmosphere. In the name of God, I am Kurdistani from Tufan News Agency. As you said, in the course of the 28th of Mordad coup, due to U.S. and British interventions, the popular government of Dr. Mossadegh was ousted, and from that time till the triumph of the Islamic Revolution, the previous governments have caused major catastrophes in this country. So the U.S.-British interventions have been a source of regret. And thank God the embassy has not yet been reopened. Now, my question is that Mr. Amano traveled to Iran last week and he held negotiations with Iranian officials. Now, in order to enlighten the public opinion and the media, I wish to ask you about the outcome of Mr. Amano's visit to Iran. Speaking of Iran IAEA cooperation, it's proceeding and progress has been made. Agreements have been reached between Iran and the IAEA. And within this framework, efforts have been made. Negotiations are going ahead in order to eliminate ambiguities and respond to questions. We are after cooperating with the agency, and this visit took place within such a framework. So this is a constructive trend, and both parties are holding technical and legal discussions. We hope that these negotiations would contribute to the resolution of issues, and hopefully we will go through this legal and technical process, and we hope the agency would not be influenced by political issues, and we want these negotiations to proceed in a technical and professional, to go through a technical and professional trend and process. This visit was a constructive one, and emphasis was put on continued cooperation, and we will pursue this trend. British Prime Minister a few days ago had said that had made a statement about ISIL, the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and also there was a talk about upcoming visits by European officials. Well, speaking of your second question about we're going to have visits in 2 weeks. Dr. Zarif is going to travel to some European countries, and as soon as these visits are finalized, these trips are finalized, we will inform you. And such visits will be in continuation of his previous visits. And as soon as these visits and trips are finalized, we will inform you. Regarding Britain, the Islamic Republic of Iran has held talks with countries, including European countries, regarding terrorism and the dangers of Takfiri terrorism. And we have held consultations with different countries. We act within the framework of international rules, and we are going to hold such talks in coordination with the Iraqi government. We believe that consultations and negotiations, as far as these negotiations are concerned, if we have more countries involved with the pivotal role of the Iraqi government, it's going to make it more possible to resolve the problem of terrorism and also the activities of Daesh group in Iraq. I come from the Los Angeles Times, the Daily. I'm raising this question in two parts. Now, speaking of the United States has bombarded the positions of Daesh group or ISIL in Iraq, what is the Islamic Republic of Iran's stance? And in fact, also there was a demand for such bombardments against Daesh group in Syria. Now, if the Islamic Republic of Iran and the United States have a common enemy called Daesh or ISIL, how come both sides do not negotiate? And how come there's no request for such negotiations? Now, since the start of the terrorist activities in Iraq, we said that we oppose military intervention by other countries in Iraq, and this was our clear stance. Now, speaking of the interests of the Iraqi government and the cooperation with other countries, that is based on the will of the Iraqi authorities and officials. Iraq is an independent country, and they have the necessary authorities for resolving such issues, and our clear our stance has been clarified earlier. Regarding the second part of your question for cooperation with respect to the question of Daesh or ISIL, no serious measure has been taken for countering terrorism. And in fact, any measure, there should not be any contradiction between words and deeds. There has been such contradictions, and the United States is supporting countries that are providing financial support and intelligence, providing intelligence. These countries are supported by the U.S., and the U.S. administration must have clear standpoint and avoid any biased approach. And in case of the lack of contradiction between their words and deeds, that's going to pave the way for making new assessments about the future approach. I have two questions. One of the major criticisms that made by the media, that is the criticisms made to the foreign policy team of the 11th administration and lack of a clear stance in the face of insults made by Western statesmen, particularly American statesmen. Now, with respect to the recent remarks made by the president, the administration takes the necessary domestic stances, but no decisive stance is taken in the face of foreign statesmen and officials. What is your response to this question? And since last night, the Zionist regime has begun its airstrikes on Gaza. Regarding the first part of your question, there are critics, and they have their specific expectations, but I decisively tell you that the stances declared by the Islamic Republic of Iran are quite clear, and what your analysis is not precise and accurate. Speaking of our relations with foreign countries, including the U.S., our foreign policy is based on our foreign policy framework delineated by the Islamic establishment. We call for dialogue and constructive interaction based on mutual respect in order to preserve the Iranian nation's dignity. There are some individuals who have criticisms, but such criticisms must be just ones. They must be based on precise information. They should actually avoid any ballyhoo or avoid any act of misinformation. And in fact, any statement must be based on the facts on the ground, and the government is also disseminating information in this regard. Regarding the developments in Gaza, there was the violation of truce by the Zionist regime, and this regime has begun airstrikes on the defenseless people of Gaza, and the Zionist regime is bombarding residential units, and also we condemn these airstrikes targeting civilians. And in fact, we are witnessing a new series of criminal actions in the Gaza Strip, and this indicates the fact that the Zionist regime does not comply with any rules and regulations, and this indicates the atrocious nature of the Zionist regime, and at the same time puts on display the courage and bravery of the people of Gaza. We do actually praise this spirit of the people of Gaza, and we call on international organizations to show serious reaction to inhumane actions by the Zionist regime, and we do insist on this demand, and we urge the international community to take action for putting an end to the Zionist regime's airstrikes on the defenseless people of Gaza. And serious measures must be taken for terminating such assaults by the Zionist regime. Please introduce yourself. ILNA News Agency. I wish to ask you about the latest assistance delivered by Iran to Gaza, and also I have a question about the Washington Post journalist regarding the shipment of Iran's humanitarian assistance to Gaza. We have been doing the follow-up with the Egyptian officials. Now, it's not yet possible to dispatch our humanitarian assistance, and our interest section in Cairo is following up the issue. And as soon as the Egyptian authorities provide us with the latest information, we have prepared the aid and the assistance, and will be delivered to the people of Gaza. I don't have any new information, and information have been provided by competent authorities regarding your second question. With respect to the attacks by Daesh or ISIL on Iraq's Kurdistan region, with regard to the fact that they have, that the attacks and the conflict is going on 50 kilometers within the distance, is 50 kilometers from Kermanshah, have there been any refugees seeking refuge inside Iran? Well, there has not been any official request for entering the Iranian territory. They are inside the Iraqi territory, and there has we do not have any new developments within our territory. In case of any request by Iraqi officials and authorities, the relevant authorities in Iran will look into those, look into the case and provide you with the necessary information. I have a question about the latest consultations between Iran and the 5+1 group prior to the UN General Assembly meeting. Mr. Zarif and Lady Ashton are going to also have a meeting in September, in late September. Have you set the date and venue? With respect to your reaction to the developments in Ferguson, the U.S. State Department spokesperson has said that Iran should not interfere in U.S. affairs. Regarding the negotiations, we said that in early September there will be negotiations, and there are contacts for finalizing the time of the negotiations. And at the same time, there have been talks with the ongoing talks with members of A+1 group via their embassies in Tehran. And prior to the UN General Assembly meeting, possibly we're going to have one round of negotiations. And of course, consultations must continue for just finalizing the date and venue of the talks. Also, we have on the agenda talks between Mr. Zarif and Lady Ashton, and as soon as the date and venue are set, we will just inform you. But holding such talks in the early days of September has been put on the agenda. Well, if you want to just follow up such reactions, we have openly and explicitly expressed our standpoint that we just mentioned U.S. non-compliance with the Convention on Racial Discrimination. There's racial discrimination in the U.S., and these are just turning into serious demands by the public. And there's not just only the Islamic Republic of Iran, but other countries have also reacted to the developments in Ferguson, United States, and based on news by U.S. media outlets, another black person has also been killed. So these just news indicate that there are serious public demands with respect to the fact that the U.S. administration considers itself to be the advocate of human rights, and you see that and at the same time they are leveling allegations against other countries, accusing them of violating human rights. And at the same time, you ask this question, how come you see such acts of violating human rights inside the United States? And American statesmen should pay more attention to the developments inside their own country. I'm Amir Mehdi Kazemi from Press TV. Now, speaking of the developments unfolding inside Iran, the U.S. Administration and U.S. State Department takes swift and open stances and even makes recommendations to Iranian authorities. But you see that following the events in Ferguson, our foreign ministry reacts does not react quite swiftly, and my question is, how come you have reacted lately, and how come you have not made recommendations? How come you do not make any recommendations to American officials as they do? Regarding the second part of your question, the recommendations, we have made clear recommendations as a member of the convention. The U.S. is a member of, is a signatory to the convention. The convention bans any act of racial discrimination, and the U.S., as a signatory to the convention, must observe and comply with the provisions and contents of that convention. And in fact, we have made such recommendations, and such recommendations have led to the U.S. administration's reaction. Now, speaking of your question about our immediate reaction, we have our expert teams are present here. They do closely watch the developments, and the time frame you consider may be different from the time frame that we consider as diplomats and, in fact, the media men and journalists. They even want to they expect swift and quick actions. But I don't think that I don't agree with you that you said we have not taken swift reaction. And in fact, our assessments must be based on precise information. So I do not agree with what you mentioned. Any other questions? ISNA News Agency a few days ago had a piece of news indicating that an Iranian delegation traveled to Ukraine, an aviation delegation, and they have invited the Ukrainian delegation to visit Tehran, and they wanted, apparently they wanted to sign an agreement.